Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Night Rider, brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. Today's topic, the bleak prospects for the GOP retaking back the White House in 2016 or ever. Let's get right to it. A few observations I've taken from Dan Balls. He's the political columnist for the Washington Post. In his Post article of January the 18th, 2014, concerning the GOP's prospects for winning back the White House. It begins. The Republican Party's uphill path to garnering 270 electoral votes, the bare minimum needed to win the presidential race, is going to be a daunting task in the 2016 presidential campaign. Over the past six elections, Republicans have averaged just 211 electoral votes and have not won more than 286 since 1988. The overall breakdown during the 1992-2012 presidential election cycles is, from 1992 to 2012, Democrats built a base that rivals or exceeds that of the Republicans in the earlier period. That would be 1980 to 2000. 18 states in the District of Columbia have voted Democratic in each of the six presidential elections. They represent a total of 242 electoral votes, according to the current allocation. Three other states, with a total of 15 electoral votes, have backed the Democrats five times. So you can add that to the 242, and you come out, and the Democrats seem to average from 1992 to 2012. The Democratic Party seems to garner at least on the average 257 votes each and every election cycle, a presidential election cycle. Now, adding together the states that voted Republican or Democratic in at least four of the six prior elections gave Democrats 281 electoral votes, and Republicans only can manage to muster 219. Point of all this is the GOP faces absolutely daunting odds at ever retaking the White House anytime soon, if ever. Brought on by their own intransigence at compromise and their penchant for filibustering damn near everything, while at the same time alienating every known ethnic minority and opposing virtually all women's health issues, it will only ensure that they will definitely become a permanent minority party, as presently constituted, on the national scene. They need much more than better candidates. They need a complete overhaul, and frankly, that ain't happening. More than likely, just like the Whig Party of the 1850s, the 21st century version of the GOP will morph into a totally different political animal with a new name, but only after getting even further pasted with ignominious defeat. Ciao for another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Night Rider, wishing you all to stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.